Nothing professional.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James the Rye.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Thursday. Wow. Yeah, the spaceship just went off. Today is Thursday the 13th, yes. 2013.
Episode 495. Brought to you.
Were you having a stroke there for a second?
Yeah, I was.
Brought to you by AC, keeping you cool.
Right? Thank God.
You big fat fool.
Whoa.
So.
Rude.
I wasn't
pointing to that to anybody.
Were you talking to me?
No.
Hey, speaking of that, how do you feel about Facebook having hashtags?
I haven't even saw it yet.
I think it's like so beta. Kind of like I still don't have the whole emoticons. That you could supposed to be able to do.
Oh, those really big ones?
No, those are the stickers in the messages. I have those, but they were supposed to be, you're supposed to add emoticons to, or more so or something, to Facebook statuses. Well, I haven't even got that beta, and now there's the hashtag, and only certain people have it.
I don't even use Facebook that much to do messaging, because I do everything through Twitter. So even when I do hashtags on Twitter, it goes straight to Facebook. So
I pretty much solely update Facebook by Twitter, unless it's something specifically that I'm posting on someone's wall.
Right.
But generally nowadays, I'm just sharing it and tagging people. But I guess I'm doing that in Facebook, though.
I have gotten to the point of where, like at work, when I'm like joking around with somebody doing emails, that all we do is hashtags.
Well, I never really understood what hashtags are for.
It means it's serious.
I know. Obviously, it's to kind of, you know, categorize your statement so that you can search by hashtags to find other similar hashtags. First of all, I've never seen, except for like the Tonys, the Grammys, the same fucking people using the same hashtag.
They don't.
We,
and by
except
accident,
for
maybe.
Rude. Like you can search hashtag rude and probably come up with some really entertaining tweets. Mm-hmm. I make up all of my hashtags.
Or hashtag asshole.
Every time. Except the only one I used constantly was hashtag joys of management.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, it also got over that I'm talking about fucking work.
But now you don't have to use that anymore.
I don't. Even though I am still in management, I'm sure it's going to come out. It just will not be talking about the same things.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have, you're right, I don't have direct reports anymore.
Which is amazing. How does that feel?
How
does that make you feel on the inside?
It's liberating, yet it was one of my strongest skills, so it feels like a little bit of me is missing sometimes, because I'm a really good manager, and my employees loved me, and they talked to me all the time. So today, my entire day, I swear, was people from my old world calling me to bitch, and have me help talk them down from cliffs, and how to manipulate their bosses into not being assholes.
Sometimes that's almost impossible because they're really good at being an asshole.
Yes. So my entire day really seemed like it was, well, have you tried this? Well, have you played this game? Remember when I was your mentor back in the day and we discussed this? Have you done that? No, I don't want to do that. Obviously, you need to again. It's not going to help. And you don't want to quit because you need your job.
And you may possibly make a lot of
documentation,
money.
Documentation, documentation, documentation. That's how he gets fired.
That's
pretty much
correct. Speaking of, like, I guess since we're going into like computers and programs and stuff, and we were talking about right before the show started, was iOS 7.
I didn't look at a damn thing. I honestly don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I just read Facebook and Twitter, and I would have to say 50% of my friends absolutely hate it. The other 50% of my friends absolutely loved it. 25% of those who loved it actually tried the beta.
Too much math. Don't.
Whoa. You're a little too slow today for that. Anyway, of the people who loved it, who tried the beta, none of them are using it because they're like, it looks great. We're going to let some of the bugs be tested out before we go back to it. Well, just like any beta, you know, it's a little slow. There's some bugs here and there.
They're almost reworking the whole way it looks and how it flows almost, which is good because it's kind of old.
It looks nice. I think it looks cool, but I mean, I just wish the iPhone would get a little bigger. Like, just not maybe not even this big.
I don't need it any bigger. But, and by this big for our listeners at home, you picked up
your phone book?
Yeah, it's like, what is it, like 5.7? I don't know how big this
thing is. No, I don't care how big it is. What kind of phone do you have?
Oh, it's a Galaxy Note 2.
There you go. That's all we need.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah, it's like, it's one of the bigger phones. There's actually than that one.
I don't need my phone to be bigger.
No, it needs to be like, at, how much is it now? Like 3.5?
Need, like a hungry child needs food or a homeless child needs a home.
I'm sorry that they don't have parents to be
Oh my God. Why?
Rude. Maybe why does it need
to be
bigger?
Like, it just needs to be bigger.
No, honestly, why?
You can't, so you can see things better. Like web pages.
You're like a teenager. You can't say it just needs to be.
No, like if you're looking at stuff on websites, I would prefer it to be a little bigger. Just text messaging, I would think, would be a lot easier. Text messaging on this is a lot easier. You see more of the conversation. Yeah. It's just different.
I guess I don't need to be bigger. I think it's also because I use my iPad and my iPhone for very different purposes. But I still have no problems if I need to go to a website really quickly to look up something on my iPhone, because usually I'm on the go. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to like not be on my laptop and be on a smart device while I'm sitting at home, I'm just going to be on my iPad.
And what if for some reason you need to do some research like on XTube and you need the video just to be a little bit bigger because you're not for sure what's going on?
Well, first of all, you can't watch XTube period on the iPhone.
Yes, you can.
No, oh, it's flat.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can now.
No, they have a mobile version of it.
Oh, they do. Oh.
So you want a bigger screen now?
No. I don't really get my iPad. First of all, I don't really look at porn. Second of all, I work from home, so I could set my iPad right next to my desk.
I'm enough porn for him.
I don't know. I'm it really just changed. It needs to change somehow, other than just.
Well, the biggest complaint that I heard was that it looked too much like what already exists for
Android.
The Android. And it's basically like a copy of their stuff. That was the biggest bitch I heard. But then again, I'm not an expert, didn't really read into it, because I really don't care, to be honest.
Okay. I don't know. I don't mind it. I'm glad that they're changing it up, and I think I just think they're being slow about. They used to be very progressive with smartphones and with their stuff going on, but now I just feel like it's just kind of slow trudgings ever since Steve Jobs is passed away.
But you know what?
It's one of those things like it. That's they need to. I don't know.
But technology is a fickle, funny thing. Sometimes I wonder. Is there such a bad about having something that doesn't get so new, exciting as long as it is actually solid and workable? Why should someone have to keep updating, get new equipment, new stuff?
And VHS worked.
All the time.
What was wrong with VHS?
Yeah, but it was a... that's not what I'm saying. It doesn't have to happen every... like twice a year, wow. Once a year. VHS did not one year all of a sudden go to... DVD, which did not all of a sudden go to Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. So
I think when we look at technology, though, it's growing so exponentially fast in comparison to normal growth of things like the internet. We didn't really have this as much as we use the internet now. We didn't really have this not even 20 years ago.
Yeah, but the thing was that I think why the iPhone product in general, even though I'm not a techie, the reason it first was so amazing was because they didn't just jump on a bandwagon of changing technology and try to be the first. They did something that actually also kind of worked.
Right.
And so I think that sometimes these companies like Apple, we're all expecting it to change every year. We're expecting to have to get a new phone every 2 years. You know, or something, you know, why does it have to be that way? Why can't you wait until a gigantic change which is actually going to be revolutionary and it's solid, it's tested, it works.
But if you did that with the original iPhone, you would have had the same one from 2007 and it would not do picture messaging. It would not connect to the internet, like wireless. Wouldn't do wireless internet.
And you also have to, and it's unfortunate, you have to factor in the whole marketing and business side of it all, because
well, obviously,
why would I want to make a product that's going to last for 5+ years when I can make gradually and step up and keep going for a company. I can do these things and make more money. And I'm doing a trade-in program where I can bring my old iPhone in and get a new.
But that makes perfect sense. I guess I'm just talking about technology in general, not just Apple, the iPhone.
We're a greedy society.
It's just technology now is built on a throwaway standpoint versus building something that's going to last that can be improved. You know, this isn't like you're buying a piece of furniture that was handmade, well-made, that you could upgrade by doing different things, but it's going to last a lifetime. Technology isn't like that, and we've created such a throwaway culture.
Well, it can't last a lifetime because everything changes too much.
Right. No, right. But there's, I don't know, there's just certain changes I think that could happen that don't need to be so drastic that you always have to be throwing away a product to get the next thing. And I think we're getting towards that now where a lot of these big changes are causing, oh, guess what? The new phone, your power cords don't work anymore. Oh, guess what?
Oh, that was sucky.
You know, those type of things still, I don't know, maybe it's a green thing too. So I sound a little stuffy because I'm still a little sick.
This is also representative in the fact that we both still have iPhone 4s.
The one good thing,
And I haven't updated. You
know what's awesome is when you have an iPhone 5 for 3 months and it fucking gets stolen. That's awesome.
Okay, first of all.
Not my fault.
First of all, dude. You're the person of more than anyone. I still believe it is completely your fault because you're the person who constantly would tell people, hey, dumbass, this is what you do when you're on public transportation with your phones.
It's not my fault. It's the person that stole
you
its fault.
You knew better.
They shouldn't be stealing.
You shouldn't have put it where you put it.
I put it in my hoodie. That's like personal space.
Dude, you know, if anyone else got this stolen from their hoodie, you'd have been like, why was it so easy for someone to steal? If that was deep in your pocket with your tight-ass pants.
No, that's a violation of personal areas.
Oh, I wouldn't disagree with that, but at the same time, you as a person are smart enough not to put it in places that are easily accessible to people who would take advantage of your personal space and in personal areas.
You were the guy, too, that also, when you started commuting, didn't even want to read your book on your iPad or your Kindle.
I still don't.
Not even on your iPad mini?
No, I won't pull it out on the red line. I'll do it like on the purple line, but once I get to the red line, I just put it away.
I would only do it.
Which I haven't touched in forever because I've been reading the books you gave me.
I wouldn't do it anyway unless I was not sitting by the door. And I'd have a death grip. I'd have my hands around it while reading.
I'm going to sit in the middle by the window, and I'm going to be like hunched over.
Exactly.
And I better be next to the button to get to the conductor.
Kind of a fetal position of, why are you looking at me?
Or it's like chained wrapped around you.
That's right. That's right.
Well, one of the features of part of this iOS 7 is if someone does steal your phone, and they like try to wipe it out, or they are successful at wiping it out, in order for them to, well, they can't use it unless they have your iCloud or whatever, your iTunes password and username, email. So, but of course, someone will find a way to go around.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and everyone's going to find out how to jailbreak this thing anyway.
Yeah,
the thing is the government this week had a meeting with all of the phone companies, and they want to know why they haven't been progressive in coming up with either software or hardware that prevents people from reselling or reusing the phones, because the government or whoever, the FCC, thinks that the reason the companies aren't doing it is because they know the people are so reliable on their phones that they will go out and buy another one, and it's making money for them when a phone gets stolen.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Nerd moment.
I don't even know if it's a nerd moment. I'm not techie at all.
Nerdy.
So, what the fuck has happened since the last time we recorded, people?
Did we record last week?
Yes.
Oh.
We're actually have been on schedule for a while. We're just a day off today, which is worth it.
Which makes me keep thinking tomorrow's Thursday.
Actually, it's earlier really today, I was like, oh shit, I need to go to the farmer's market before I record. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't go to the farmer's market yesterday.
It's because we had the worst storm in the world ever.
Oh my God, pissed. I was so mad. I was like, really?
We were at the Culver.
It was bad for a hot second.
It was
because we were outside it twice.
There was just a lot of lightning and some heavy rain, and that was
But we did not get our golf ball size hail.
Lame. I heard soft,
however though
yeah, softball
they and I that's I, what I, bet, I read actually. That too
so the problem is that we should not bitch because again the people in Oklahoma
yes
don't have houses
right
But my thing is I understand they don't have houses, but I wasted $20 to park our car in the garage. And nothing happened.
Okay, now so you sound like
$20.
Now you sound like our residents. Fucking people.
My stepfather was hoping for hail in our hometown. He's like, we need a new roof. When the people put on the last one on, they fucked it up and we have a leak. Because if there's a bad hailstorm, we're getting a new roof.
It's true. That would have to be some really bad hail, though, right?
No. Not you just need to have show hail damage. And if the leak isn't looking like that it's been there for a long time and it is leaking, the appraisal people can say that it was due to hail damage.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Do they have like a wood roof or like what kind of roof they have? Shingles with wood under it, or is it like metal or?
No, it's like normal. 90% of America, which is
like that
shingled, which is over
wood.
Yeah,
but what's under it?
It's wood? Everyone's under wood.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Oh, I'm under wood.
Just carry Underwood.
I'll carry Underwood.
I do like homes that have the metal roofs, except it does get awfully loud during a rainstorm.
See, I can understand even houses that have like terracotta tiles because that shit will break real quick. But I wouldn't think like they're hail not too would many, like fuck it up that much.
There are not too many terracotta tiles not in Chicago or Lafayette.
No, it can.
My house is made of corn cobs.
Well, it can because also the wind of that could take those shingles off. Which then, once you get the water underneath that, because they're overlayered on top of like a tar fabric to try to be a water barrier, but then it's just 2x4s.
Did you or used to build roofs?
Why?
It's roofs.
Roofs.
Roofs. Because I've owned a house that had to have its roof replaced due to a hailstorm.
Well, you sound like a lesbian and you did it yourself.
And
Home Depot.
When you are pricing companies. And I used to build sets for a living. I kind of know that shit.
Oh, yeah. You're like fake. Your
fake what?
Fake degree that you had.
My what? Fake
Remember?
Degree? What?
I said it was in costuming. You're like, no, it's just not in costuming. It was in yada, yada, yada. And I said, is that even real?
My degree was in theater and television arts.
See, that exactly. Who's heard of that?
I'm totally seeing so many people tweeting right now.
Okay, so we're done with that, right? Did you have anything
else
to say?
Jesus Christ. No, I'm done.
The storm was a big letdown.
It was totally a letdown. We were like at a Torcon 6 or something.
Speaking
though of really boring local stuff.
Right.
Apparently, we are a podcast that is a little too local and not just gay, a little too subsection of the gay.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, we were reviewed by a podcast reviewed podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're both straight. Definitely one of them is, because on the podcast where they reviewed the one episode of Foul Monkeys, which really was us talking about
Bear Pride Parade.
And Pride
Parade. I just want to say to this podcast, I think you might need to listen to some other episodes because that one was quite specific about one topic.
Well, here though, first of all.
Well, let's say their name first.
First of all, we know that, I just would get back to that, we know the one straight because he made it very clear that he likes pussy. However. Yes.
Good for you.
However,
you
though,
go, girl.
He made a very great point that if he was stuck in a situation to talk to said pussy or a couple of gay guys, he's going to the gay guys for the conversation.
Right. True.
To hang out with.
So this podcast is called the Reaction Podcast. So I guess they podcast about the reaction about listening to other podcasts.
Right.
And then they talk amongst themselves about different things.
They talk amongst yourselves. Yes.
So I think in like anything, if you're doing just a test, obviously if you listen to the whole and people who've been around for a while, you kind of get over certain things because you've seen the ebb and the flow, the do's and the don'ts and whatever. But if you're trying to be a business, for instance, it's that first, you know, you never know what someone's first show would be. And their critique was, I think, legitimate. However, for that episode, but it also depends on what kind of podcast we're trying to be.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 because we're not necessarily trying to be a global,
but like, they were informational specific source. About I want to listen to a gay podcast. I thought we were pretty gay, right? I mean,
right,
we're,
but,
we're pretty gay.
But the problem was, their problem, though, was that we were gay.
Too local.
No, we were also talking about a very subsect it was very, it was too bare. It wasn't just gay. Mm-hmm. It was like total, because then there were comments about how he's too fat for you, or he's chubby, but he likes chubby. You know, that's a very,
chub on chub.
They couldn't relate with that because right. obviously we're coming from a viewpoint within our,
sub-gay culture.
Straight people have chub on chub too.
Well, that is true. But anyway.
Wait. You like definitely know that. Yes. So have you seen it?
Well, I've never seen the porn, but I know people like that. I know some fat straight people who really dig fat chicks. Or I also know some skinny guys who the fatter the chick, the bigger the tits, the better. Hmm. It's not. Yeah, this that whole chaser chub thing is not just a gay thing.
Right. What?
But anyway, their review of us was not bad.
No, it was good. And they actually, when I first started listening to them, before I even looked like at their website or anything, I was like, oh, they're Australian and they're hot.
Though they were awfully rough to some of the other people yes. on the podcast before and also on that podcast that when they first started talking, I was like, oh, dear God, I hope this isn't us.
Yeah. No, I think they gave us a good review for the most part, but I think they reviewed a very specific episode, which was a very specific topic. I'm sorry. And I would ask them to listen to something else and then give us another critique.
Maybe their podcast is only about first time listening.
Right, but I think that's like a market.
I'll give you a first time.
But that's like a market sample. You know, you also, we're going to do something different now that we know someone's listening and those were their complaints. I mean,
I would ask them to go do the stuff that we've done already because I feel like we have.
Dude, they're going to say the same damn
year.
Thing.
No, like the last year.
They're going to, people enjoy, our feedback has been that people generally do enjoy us talking about Chicago. And we do That's talk true. About Chicago a lot.
One thing that I love the most about this situation is that he searched for a gay podcast in Australia.
Yes.
And we were the first one he found.
Girls.
There was no other podcast. I'm not going to say any names. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I thought they said that we were on the list of things to listen to at some point, but they never got around to it. I don't know.
It
doesn't matter. It was
we were the only one they've done.
It was very interesting. And I think
and
that
they look
we,
cute.
We should put a link to their podcast.
We should definitely put a link to their podcast.
Because it was fascinating.
Should I put a link to their podcast?
Mm-hmm. Are you doing notes?
In my mind.
Because anyway, I find their podcast fascinating. Because it is kind of like, you know, that first impression. First impressions do matter. And if we were really trying to, you know, not that we don't take this seriously, but if we were trying to make this we do a lot more than other people. Come on now.
I think so.
But if we were going to do this as like, we're going to try to make this monetary, like we were trying to make money like other podcasts, we would have to worry about that.
But we don't, so yes, we don't. So I just thought it would be fun, like, because, you know, I told them that we would talk about their reaction.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be fun just to talk about something that maybe straight guy podcasters would like want to hear on a podcast.
Okay. And what were you going to discuss?
So mine was, even as a gay man, I love a good side boob shot.
And why is that?
I don't know. Just like when I see it, I'm just like, I kind of want to lick it.
What?
I know it's weird. But
you have a thing for tits anyway.
I do.
You
motorboat like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But just like...
Have you ever motorboated side tit, side boob?
No. I might have to do it at Pride 48 in Vegas.
Nessa's losing some weight. She may lose some of that side boob.
Oh. Well, I'll just lick hers while we're sleeping.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nasty bitch.
I do find it amazing how many straight women, and even the women at Pride 48, like Melissa Miranda, that would totally let you not just touch them, but like fondle them.
Get all up in it.
Suck them.
She would probably let you flick the nipple just a little.
See, aren't you jealous, Reaction Podcast? We could put boobs in your mouth all day long if we wanted.
Yeah, but
if we
he likes pussy, and I'm sure he can be all up in that too.
Well, he can fuck him like a pussy.
What?
He can fuck the titties like a pussy.
I know. I don't think you fuck titties like a pussy.
He can do side boob, but just fold it over.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have a diagram on how to do this?
I'm a professional.
Wow.
I'm a professional.
Well, Lala Lauren did post on Facebook that she wanted us today to talk about why everyone's pregnant.
Everyone is pregnant, apparently.
Why is everyone pregnant? That's what's on her mind.
I don't think straight guys want to talk about pregnancy, do they?
I wish we were pregnant.
You think they do?
God, I'd be pregnant in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, like I've said before, if I could get pregnant, I, a long time ago,
did I
would have been like, oops, I forgot my birth control. That's okay. See you later.
No. Did I ever mention about my pregnancy dream on here before?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yes. 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 The one where you woke up and you realized that you weren't pregnant and you actually cried.
And I was kind
sad.
Of depressed. I literally, the whole dream, everyone accepted the fact that I was pregnant. And I was like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And then I literally woke up and it was one of those like, oh,
I'm
my
just
God.
Fat.
No. Yes. No. I touched my, I was like, it was one of those like, I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, that was so wait. And I was touching, like touching my belly, like, what? And then I woke up and then during like the morning, I was just like, oh, I'm not pregnant.
It's like you did the test and you didn't get the strips.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird. It felt so realistic.
Speaking of this whole baby thing, you know, we went to a fest this weekend and Waylon and I were together and we were with some other friends. And one of those friends stated how funny it was that every time a baby passed by, you were like baby envy, like you were going to kidnap him.
No, he made that comment to me, but I was never looking at it with dangerous eyes. It was more of like, oh, look how cute he is. And I would talk to the baby.
Dangerous eyes.
And I would talk. Like,
oh, that's such a cute child.
And that friend. It's mine. And that person would look at me and go, dude, what? Don't you remember what happened last time? You can't steal the baby.
What?
Well, you're just joking. The fact that
I'm kidding.
I was trying.
But like, there's kids locked in this apartment.
That's okay. Other people have said the same thing.
No, they can run around.
Other people have said the same thing, that sometimes the way that I interact with other people's children, that they think that in my head I'm going, how can I make this one mine?
Or, you're a bitch.
God, I hate your vagina.
Though one of my exes got creeped out when I was taking, this is a little creepy, I suppose, but I was at a beach in the Netherlands where the seas connect. And there was this cute little kid in a raincoat with this water and stuff. So I took a picture and he goes, do you know how creepy it is that you're a gay man in a foreign country taking pictures of little kids playing on a beach that aren't yours? And I was like, it was an idyllic picture. Like this was so pretty. It was amazing. Right before they were like, everyone was looking at the dead baby seal that was on the beach. But still.
I thought the dead seal would be cuter.
Rude.
I like kids. I mean, they don't really. Just as long as their parents control them, I don't care.
But. I want a soccer team.
I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad if that happens. You better become a nurse pretty quickly. Feel free to be a nurse.
You better be ready to work 24 hours a day.
Pretty much.
I couldn't imagine being a nurse and taking care of people all day long and then getting home and have to fucking feed some people. That would like drive me insane.
Well, first of all, you'd be hoping that you weren't doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
and
straight
actually,
men are lazy. I'm
if you
sorry.
Were like me, you would love cooking anyway. So, I don't know. Mm. If you're a caregiver, you're a caregiver.
Yeah.
That's too much caring for me. I would have to choose family or job.
That's
hence,
why.
Hence why you're barren.
Yes. Oh, my eggs are dry.
You're a barren bitch.
They're shriveled up.
I am a barren, pretty, pretentious, princess, Prius bitch.
Which I loved that he called me on the way home tonight and was like, can you stop and get ice? I'm like, no, I just left the store. Oh, well, our pretty pretentious Prius bitch just asked for ice. And I go, well,
he demanded ice.
I go, so I said, well, you know what? Our wine does not require ice.
Snap.
Yes, today's show is brought to you by Cupcake Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm. My favorite.
Not cupcakes by Jesse, because I guess he forgot about our cupcake.
We don't have our shit cupcake.
We're not even talking about that again. So anyway, I did. Because I still disagree.
I stomp on that.
But I did ask on Facebook what was on people's minds, if they had anything to talk about. And we actually had a lot of people within just a couple hours who responded, Ricky. Validation.
Know.
Of course, we already talked about why everyone was pregnant for Lauren. But my favorite response to that was the lady of the labia who responded with, Lauren, I have a bottle of wine and an excellent explanation for you.
What?
Which I fully thinks that she will give a show and tell presentation with some toys on how the sexual reproductive system would happen.
Well, speaking of those two individuals.
Yes.
Although you guys cannot be around for Pride 48 because you're awful people.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided, because I love our fans, mm-hmm. our listeners,
yes,
that I will have Pride 48 this year in June.
I'm glad that you have decided that you're going to grace them with your presence instead of being lazy.
And gracing them with my presence will also be the Lady of the Labia, which happens to be her birthday.
Oh.
And Lala Lauren.
That will be definitely interesting.
At 1 o'clock Eastern time.
On
Sunday.
Sunday.
The 23rd. Of June.
2013.
Sadly enough, I definitely would not be able to be on it because that's when I am picking up his family from where they're staying to bring him to our house.
Well, you don't care about the listeners. It's okay.
No, I care about the listeners enough that I'm coming to Vegas and spending that's money to go to a live show for them.
Y'all, that's expensive
there
sometimes.
But there are three of us. It's just like any kind of organization. Do we all have to be there all the time?
Yes. Exactly, like Bear Pride. Ricky Burton did not have to be there.
That's different.
For a good time,
you had fans
because you were never there.
You had fans and people that wanted you. We don't need to rehash this. Why bring it up?
Yeah, why bring it
We've
up?
We've already talked about Bear Pride enough.
Chris Klingor wants to know. He screamed.
She he
immigration. Which I guess he wants to talk about immigration.
I have no problem with immigration.
Well, I do. Did you see the article today about the one Rubio guy who said that he will quickly drop any agreement that he has with the new immigration bill if there's anything in it that would allow same-sex partners to be considered family?
What?
See, that's just retarded because I'm pretty sure that he is Latino.
He is.
So,
but he's so anti-gay. So anyway, I found that was interesting with immigration.
He's fucking gay as hell.
Yeah.
Look at his name, Rubio.
The one thing that I am liking, though, Rubio, as I go through puberty with that, is that I'm seeing more and more friends post about people who are becoming U.S. citizens on my Facebook. Like, they're actually going through the process, and it's being official.
Aww.
I think that's exciting.
That is exciting.
He also wants to know about Pride activities. So, yes, we do have local report warning.
Local report warning.
Chicago Pride is in a couple weeks, and I did see...
And in a couple weekends.
Yeah, there's 2 weekends.
It's a two-weekend Pride event.
Right. But everything that we know about is the parade. That's what everyone comes for. I'm curious about the Pride Fest.
Thanks for being dismissive.
The weekend is before. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Drink a juice, Shelby. You need some more booze.
I'm out. Thanks for being dismissive.
You know there's a whole nother
bottle.
It
totally just happened. Did you not see that?
There's a whole nother bottle in the refrigerator.
Yes, I know. I bought it.
Y'all, we're going to end this right now.
We are not going
to
go there.
We need to end it so we can get a few more drinks and you
Is it
two.
Time to end it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well.
So, how many more Facebook things do we have?
Well, that was only half of them.
Okay, so we'll do the other half.
So I guess we'll talk about Pride next because there was another Pride question, I think.
Okay, and I think we have a phone call or two or email.
I don't think we have an email.
We have
an email.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, Pride 48.
Pride 48, June 23rd, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2013.
Yes, and
Ricky, Lady of the Labia, Lala Lauren.
And in case people forget, Lady of the Labia is Nurse Lori.
Nurse Lori.
So this would be your time to, one, get in that chat room or send in your questions for an Ask the Expert, because you're going to have a straight Jew female with big tits.
And a lesbian.
And you're going to have
a really tight vagina.
A raving.
It's so tight.
Lesbian
right
nurse
next to her.
Who will be more than happy to answer your questions. And you need to make sure that you put some alcohol in him, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Provide the booze.
Remember, Lori on alcohol.
Well, Lala crazy. Lauren's riding her bike.
Lori,
so probably not going to happen with her.
Drive her home.
Jesus ooh. Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Ouch, I got
anyway,
stabbed.
Anyway,
not on Sunday.
Anyway, so remember that this is an anniversary. 5 years for Pride 48, so you can listen old-fashioned way with the at-home in-studio Pride 48 festival.
In my place.
Yes, but don't forget also Pride 48 in September, the Vegas Live, which is amazing. Again, you always hear us talking
about
it.
It's so much fun.
It's going to be better this year because we actually have free time that we can all be together.
And yes. And what I love about this is it's like an adult camp.
Right.
It is so friendly, fun. There's little to no drama. And it just is so great. And at the end of it, everyone cries because you don't want to leave each other.
Yeah, but remember, it's a safe, it's a, also a great safe environment for those listeners who are a little shy to come meet yes. a lot of your friends or a lot of people that you've become to think of friends because you listen to everyone in one place. Where, you know, that's kind of what it's for, too. So it's a nice, safe environment for that. Meet a lot of people at once. Learn some new podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's very easygoing. But you definitely should check that out. And if you can't come, put it on your calendar so that you can schedule some time to listen to the shows. Because it really is a good time.
And just a reminder that on next Wednesday, June 19th, we'll be doing our live show.
Yes.
Which is, like, before Pride 48, which I guess is pretty cool. So that's
we're like
8 o'clock.
We're like the pre-com to Pride 48.
Yeah, that's right. 8 o'clock central.
I like that. We're the pre-com to Pride 48.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you like that?
8 o'clock central.
Correct? 8 o'clock central on Wednesday, every third Wednesday of every month, mm-hmm. just in case people get confused. And
unless we don't, we will,
unless we decide we're not going to do it, and then we just won't tell anybody.
First of all, it would be amazing this week, next week if we didn't,
just because
of certain things. But yes. Continue.
Oh, are you busy?
No, continue.
No. Okay. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon. Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Listen.
Ever since he became a drag queen, the bitch factor went.
It was really funny.
You're recording us, aren't you?
No.
Sarah, at my work.
Well, we shouldn't talk about work right now.
He literally is recording.
No, it's a funny thing, though. It's not.
Wait, oh my God.